Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golcher dictating an endoscopy report on Diana Lara, date of birth 12/18/1998, date of procedure March 8, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golcher. Referring physician is Dr. Yanisi Tirado. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies. Indication is mid-epigastric abdominal pain, comma bloating, comma diarrhea. Description procedure. Oh, and to the indication add heartburn. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesion. Such as the malignancy, we're all experienced that patient period. There is patient response and NASV seat placed in the hospital position for days prior to anesthesia service from monitoring and institute care period. Well lubricated lymphs with your gastric opus introduced into the top of the synovium and direct vision to the second portion of the gonadal. Period. Careful examination made of the gonadal bulb, second portion of the gonadal, stomach G junction, and esophagus period. Retroflexy was obtained in the cardiac period. Resection from the stem before withdrawal of the scope. Patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next time the Z-line was irregular at 36 centimeters from the block with evidence of early grade D ulcerative esophagitis. This was biopsied for histology. Next time there was evidence of diffuse and severe gastric erythema with nodularity. Comma biopsies were retained in the anterior body separately for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the stomach was extremely J-shaped. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal bulb nodularity. Comma biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Biopsies were obtained in D2 for evaluation for celiac disease. Next line. Plan. Next line. Follow biopsy pathology. Next line. Would recommend PPI BID with pantoprazole 40 milligrams twice a day to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast and 30 minutes before dinner. For 8 weeks, then daily following, comma, patient was provided script. Next line, would recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of LA grade D ulcerative esophagitis and severe erythema, severe gastric erythema. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, anti-reflux precautions strongly encouraged.